Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it.
News Talk 580 WTCM. It is about 9 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, April the 12th. Colleen Wares, I was just telling our guests here in studio from the Travel Authority that let the heavens open up and let you rejoice in the fact that it is National Grilled Cheese Day.
I am rejoicing. I need a grilled cheese any day, but I like it with some tomato and bacon, to be honest.
Yes, me too. I like it with pickles. You know what? We'll talk about grilled cheese later. Maybe we can talk about where we can eat the best or find the best grilled cheese in the entire world with our friend Bonnie Pintozzi, of course.
On a chaise lounge in our bathing suit somewhere, I would say.
From the Travel Authority. Yes, Bonnie Pintozzi, you are joining us in studio. You brought yourself a guest.
I brought myself a guest who can really get us to a lot of those places.
Yes.
And I'm sure with the quality of service and their guarantee of commitment to the care of the customer, they'll find the grilled cheese.
They will find some grilled cheese somewhere, melty, gooey, lots of cheese. Your guest in studio today, Nora Burney from Classic Vacations. Hello.
Hello. How are you? It's great to be here with the Travel Authority, Bonnie.
Definitely.
And
we've
WTCM.
Known.
It's great to have you here too, Nora, and let's see what we're talking about today, Bonnie.
Well, we've interviewed Nora before. We've talked about Classic Vacations and the quality and the things that are there. We're going to take you a little bit further into the Classic Vacations because Nora can give us a quick overview of Classic Vacations. But there's so many extraordinary experiences, so many different things that they do have available that we haven't had time in the past to talk about.
Right, exactly.
So let's take our listeners and just say, who is Classic Vacations? And then let's just jump in while we have the time.
Okay, Classic Vacations, we're a national company, and we sell through predominantly travel agencies throughout the United States. We have select agencies that are the creme de la creme, such as the Travel Authority. We work with them on a national basis. They're all over the United States through their affiliation with Outdoor. And the whole concept with Classic, it is a little bit more of the luxury experience, but even for the client that is traveling with a budget in mind, they can still have the luxury touches and experiences without paying the high-end dollars that a lot of people think customized vacation and luxury vacations would normally entail. And I know we sell destinations such as the most popular Caribbean, Hawaii, Mexico destinations that a lot of the listeners may be familiar with. So instead of repeating those same experiences in our short time this morning, Bonnie and I thought we would kind of focus on some of the more unique offerings that the more discerning travelers might be interested in experiencing through Classic Vacations and the Travel Authority.
Most definitely, because they're specialty products. Again, they're extraordinary experiences. So let's talk about, because you introduced a line of these specialty products a while back. And if I'm sitting there and saying, oh, well, you know, I can't afford, you got to listen a little bit now today, this, because you can find something within a lot of these areas. But let's just jump right into it. Let's go down the kind of the list of different ones that are out there in auctions.
Yeah, absolutely.
And keep in mind when we highlight each one of these individual opportunities for travel that are very unique, there are always phenomenal promotional offers that are applicable to them that makes it very accommodating and price conscious and effective for the average traveler. First off, let's talk about sailing. For those of you that are interested, we have a company that we work with. It's called The Moorings. Mm-hmm. You can do private yacht charter with your own crew. You could also do a barefoot charter with this company. And we have the opportunities where you can do this in Tahiti, around the Tahitian Islands. You can also do it in the Caribbean, as well as... you can also do it in Belize.
Oh, wow.
Belize is a really unique and upcoming popular destination for
a
lot of people.
I can't Belize it, Nora.
Yeah, it's really an exciting experience. Especially when you can create your own itinerary. And if you're doing the barefooting part of it, then you can also be involved with the sailing, which is great for those great boat lovers.
What does the barefooting mean? What is that?
Barefooting just means that you're working with the crew and that you can do some of the sailing yourself versus having an all-crew yacht charter that just the crew does it and you just relax.
That you're relaxing.
Exactly. And if you're a sailor, then that's in your blood. That's your DNA. You want to get out there on the waters. And
you're
you
not relaxing.
Right. We don't want to.
Wow. That sounds like an extraordinary experience.
Right. It is. And also, this is not something that is offered with barefoot, but we also offer private yacht charters in the Mediterranean. If you as a family, multi-generational family, or if you're, you know, a group of friends that would like to do a private yacht charter in the Mediterranean, you could also do that through Classic Vacations. And, you know, the immediate thought is, oh, wow, that would be really expensive. But surprisingly, it's not. We work with a brokerage firm in Athens that has access to all different types of small sailing vessels up to the Christina Onassis that is in their fleet of yacht offerings. And surprisingly enough, you can, with a group of people, break the price down, and by the time you average it out, it doesn't cost that much more than a regular Mediterranean cruise might with a major cruise line. The neat thing with doing your own private yacht charter in the Mediterranean is if the vessel is a little bit smaller, it's able to get into some of the islands in, like, the Greek islands or the Mediterranean islands that the larger cruise ships cannot get into, so it'd be more opportunity to see some of the more unique islands and destinations.
So is that something, when you talk about something like that, how many people are we talking about accommodating?
It's entirely up to you, based on the size of vessel that you lease. If you have two, we could do it for two. If you have 150, we could do it for 150.
Really?
It just depends. There's all different types of sailing vessels that would accommodate any group size.
That's amazing.
And it's fun because you go in a day prior. You always will submit your suggested itinerary to the brokerage company. We will do all of that for you through the travel authority. And then they set up a basic itinerary. Then you go in, the group goes in the day before, they meet with the captain, they go over, you know, any additional things that they might want, excuse me, to be done in their special cruise sailing. They also meet with the cook. They provide them with a list of, you know, food that they would like prepared while they're on board. So it's just really a very unique, personalized experience.
That sounds unbelievably amazing.
It is.
I mean, like, seriously, if you think about this, traveling in general is fantastic, and everybody loves to do it. But if you think, I could have myself and some of my favorite people alone.
Doing my own
private
thing.
Yacht.
Doing your own thing. And the fact that, you know, a lot of people do their own things, and that's also something that Classic Vacations has is villas are in worlds, you know, around, you know, destinations around the world. Well, think about that. A lot of people will come together and do that as well. But this way you get to take your adventures to all these different places on the water. And how much fun is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
That sounds amazing. So those are just a few of, you know, the extraordinary experiences with Classic Vacations. What are the other things that you really specialize in?
Well, Bonnie just mentioned a little bit about the villa opportunity. I wanted to expand a little bit on the fact that we have partnered with a company recently that is called Travel Keys. And what they are, they're a luxury estate broker, and they represent private villas and homes throughout 90 countries in the world. Europe, South Pacific, Asia, some really, and even in the United States. And these types of accommodations are great for multi-generational families where they would all like to stay in one place, have a common area during the daytime, have the kitchen, but yet everybody have their bedrooms and private facilities at night. So the multi-bedroom type accommodations are becoming very, very popular. And we offer, like I said, private homes and villas throughout all the various areas in the world, even up to homes that have up to 15 and 16 bedrooms. So that may not be quite something a multi-generational family would do unless you're an extremely large family,
right.
But it's great for couples, you know, if you have a group of couples that just want to go away and do your own thing and, you know, all have your private facilities. So that's another really unique experience is the travel keys that we offer through the Travel Authority.
Definitely. And then let's talk about something else, which is a, you know, some of the scenic luxury cruises and
scenic tours. River cruises.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, well, Europe river cruising in the last 5 years have really become a very demand destination for a lot of savvy travelers. Classic Vacations does offer one of the more luxurious cruising experiences. And I'm going to give a little bit of a background as to where they're offering, but they've only been in business since about 2008. They're an Australian-based company, and they've already, just in a few 7-8 years, have been voted Europe's number one luxury European cruising vessel. Some of the unique itineraries that they offer, they doing the Rhine, they do the Danube. Out of France, they go up to Normandy. They also are with Russia, and they've just recently started offering the cruises in Asia. And the whole concept of the river cruises is that it's an all-inclusive price. It includes absolutely everything. And what's unique with scenic river cruises that you would not find with other luxury cruise lines that do the river cruising in Europe and the other destinations that I highlighted is even their lead-in cabin, the customer would have a concierge or butler. So that's kind of a unique experience.
Mm-hmm.
All the liqueurs are included. Prime restaurants, there's no premium for select restaurants on these lines. All the tour excursions are included. If you've got a client that might be a little bit challenged with doing a lot of walking when they're in port in some of these cities, they provide motorized bicycles at no additional cost, which are really fun, even if you're not, you know, a little challenged with walking. They just could be fun because
Fun. It's a fun. Little motorbike.
Exactly. So it's really become very popular, like I said, about 5 or 6 years ago with the European river cruises. But scenic river cruises is one of the newest, more luxurious lines that you're able to book through the Travel Authority.
Then let's take us to the Rocky Mountaineer.
Okay.
Which we all have, if you've ever looked at train travel, if you ever decided how you wanted to really take something that is unbelievable experience, that's Rocky Mountaineer.
Exactly. It is definitely a little bit more on the luxury side with the wonderful private, you have the private cars or you have the open cars with the domes, which to be able to see the most majestic sights with the Canadian Rockies is, you know, over on the western side of Canada. It's just absolutely breathtaking and unbelievable. It is a transcontinental experience. If you wanted, it can go from east to west, west to east, or you can just do segments of the Rocky Mountaineer.
If
you wanted to fly into, say, Vancouver and then just take a portion of it that would be in the Canadian Rockies, Lake Louise, Jasper, and you do have the opportunity on the Rocky Mountaineer to have overnights and some of the wonderful lodges there.
Oh, how cool is that? Train travel is something that especially our listeners have been really excited about. And this is a way to do train travel in more of a luxurious
way.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
And we have found that we are doing quite a bit of train travel, more so than we ever did. So you're absolutely right. I'm glad we've been able to talk through these months and weeks about train travel. It's really helpful. But Rocky Mountaineer is, wow.
Well, their reputation is impeccable in the industry.
Definitely
absolutely.
Does. Let's also talk about Paul Gauguin and Tahiti. All right, Colleen, look, she's just
Tahiti.
In the back.
There
she's
she is.
Just,
we always have volunteers when we talk about the South Pacific, Tahiti or Fiji.
That is, both are, they're in my top five.
And she has a lot on the list.
Well, I'll tell you.
But the top five will happen.
There you go. I love an optimistic person. Yes. Fill that bucket list.
Yes. That's right.
Okay. Anyway, the Paul Gauguin is a phenomenal sailing vessel. It's based in Bora Bora. And it actually offers 7-day cruises around the Tahitian Islands. And, of course, it's like any other cruise ship. It's an all-inclusive with all of your meals. Port excursions are over and above. But I have to be honest with you, when you get into some of these islands, there really isn't a whole lot to do other than just see the majestic beauty of the islands, to be quite honest with you.
Right?
Absolutely. But we always recommend, though, if you are going to be going to Bora Bora, and you're going to be taking the Paul Gauguin. It is from the Midwest, where most of the listeners are probably listening from. It is a little bit of a travel, so go in a few days early or extend a few days after so that you can really enjoy your experience in the Tahitian Islands. I highly recommend that you, if you are going to take advantage of doing a pre- or post-experience, stay in an overwater bungalow. Oh, my golly.
Yep,
unbelievable,
yep.
The experience. And again, your agent at the Travel Authority can coordinate all of that for you and make that dream become a reality.
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned the distance from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. I've always thought that maybe a good travel experience would be, for example, to fly from here, the Midwest, to, say, San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Spend the night. Get your bearings because you're losing 3 hours when you get there. Hang around, maybe go swimming, take a walk, go to the beach, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Get up the next day and then maybe fly to one of the Hawaiian islands and spend a couple days because you're losing another 2 hours there. Enjoy one of the Hawaiian islands for a couple days as you acclimate and then take off to Bora Bora, Tahiti.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Because you're losing time as you're going. And you want to be fresh and really enjoy your stay, right?
Absolutely. No, that's a phenomenal idea.
Same thing for the way home, too, because that could be brutal.
It's all going to depend on how much vacation time you have and possibly even budget because, it's a long way to travel. Mm-hmm. And
if you were to do that in one shot, let's say you wanted to leave from Detroit or Chicago, how long does it take? Roughly, including
from the west coast over to you don't fly into Bora Bora, you actually fly into Nandi, but it's about a 17-hour flight
from California.
From California, right.
So, yeah, I like this pre and post.
Right.
Take your time and enjoy it once you do.
That's all planned out in my bucket list.
You bet.
The route. And different cities in California, there and back, and different islands in Hawaii, there and back.
Right.
Well, when we know Colleen's out for an extended stay, we'll know where she's at.
Right. I do want to mention, though, Air Tahiti Nui does have flights predominantly out of L.A. Mm-hmm. So if you were going to do a West Coast stopover, I would definitely probably make it L.A., and if you wanted to do a couple of nights stay, not staying right in the heart of all the congestion in L.A., but maybe go up to Santa Monica.
Sure.
That would be a really nice area.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's important to remember, too, Nora, as you are the professional, you're the expert when it comes to this, and you work exclusively in, you guys work with so many wonderful travel agencies, including the Travel Authority. So if you got a little confused in that conversation like I did, you don't need to. You just need Bonnie or
Absolutely.
You need one of her staff members to say, no, this is what you're going to do. Because I personally get a little stressed, and then I go, I don't know, what are you talking about? Where do I go? And Bonnie
that's
would just say, here's where you go.
That's why you need the travel agent, absolutely.
That's why Nora's here, because I want to make sure that our listeners understand that we seek out the best, and our partnerships are very important to us at the Travel Authority. So this is how we find those hidden gems by working with someone like this who really predominantly does work with the travel agency community, because they have focused on some of these. They have something before we run out of time called Revealed.
Yeah, National Parks
Revealed.
And
I think that really hits a lot of people, hits home. So let's talk about that one.
Okay, this is a U.S.-based company, mm-hmm. and they've been in business for about 20 years, and they specifically focus on the national parks. You know, there's a great, big, wonderful world out there, and everybody wants to travel international, but sometimes we lose the focus on what a beautiful country we
Absolutely.
Have
mm-hmm.
here in the United States. People have traveled all over the world and never in the U.S. So this is a wonderful opportunity. Again, NPR, National Parks Revealed, they focus on opportunities for you to explore every national park in the United States, predominantly more focused in the Western part because that's where a lot of the really unique parks are. We offer small escorted type groups where you can book into an existing itinerary if it fits what your interests are. Or if not, then we can put together a customized itinerary based on what your experience is that you're looking for, what parks you're wanting to visit, how long you're wanting to go, what your budget is. And then what we would do is put together all of the accommodations. We would put together the total tours and activities that you would participate in each one of the parks. If you are going to be getting between the different parks or just in one park and doing exploring, we do the car rental. And then there would be local guides that would work with you.
Very
so
cool.
It is a very, very nice experience, just highlighting and focusing predominantly on the national parks.
It's so important to do that.
It is. What you said, Crystal, it can be all this information can mm-hmm. be like, wait a minute, how do I do that?
How do I sort it all out?
Because that's why we are there.
Right.
That's why Nora is here enjoying the time in Traverse City with our mm-hmm. listeners, because we take that away. It plants
yes.
an idea. Would you like to do something like this? I mean, we could go on for another half hour, but we can't. But there's private airplane charters, there's private, lots of things that are going on, but we can do this worldwide and we can do it closer to home.
And that's so wonderful and so important to point out to people, because sometimes the concept of travel can get a little overwhelming for mm-hmm. people. That's why you have the Travel Authority. That's why they partner with people like Nora from Classic Vacation, so that you're right. going to take away the nobody wants to be stressed out before their vacation or during their vacation. You want to de-stress when you're on vacation, and that's why you use the Travel Authority. So
yes.
Bonnie, it's wonderful to talk to you as always. You whisk us away. This time we were in Tahiti for a while. We were in the Mediterranean. We were right back here at the national parks. So thank you so much.
Oh, you bet. And Nora, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
We will take
us.
A quick break with WTCM News Talk 580.